Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We're back with more Spawn, so let's get started. We're on volume 16 now. We're getting closer and closer. Alright, guys, so I got 26 of these, and then I got a bunch of singles. Of course, got all these from Humble Bundle. By the way, two comics bundles going up right now. I'm also going to put it in a post. You can get the Vampirella XOXOXO bundle from Dynamite, and you definitely want to get that Vampirella because it's got collected Vampirella. I'm talking the Masters stuff, the classic stuff, as well as some of her newer adventures from Dynamite, which we've done before. Also, there is, and this is controversial, so I understand if some of you guys do not want to support this, but Warren Ellis has a bundle on Image, of course, with Humble Bundle. Yep, that's it. So you can go ahead and pick that one up for $18 or a little less if you have some of those books. They're all his Image Comics work. I don't know about all, but it's a good bit. It's a good bit. Some books I didn't have. So if you want to pick that up, and again, that's up to you. I know this is a very controversial figure in comics, regardless of his great bibliography. I picked it up because, of course, I do like the work, and I wanted to get some more Warren Ellis. All right, so without further ado, Spawn Origins Collection, Volume 16. 93 to 98. We're still not at 100 yet, but we're getting there. Okay, Spawn created by Todd McFarlane, obviously. The numbers you see randomly inserted in the comic book, especially in the early issues, shows how much energy Spawn has been using. When he gets to 000, for all intents and purposes, he'll be sent back to Hell for the final time and will be judged to see if he was a worthy general for Hell's army. The original number was 999 and we're working our way down. When Spawn performs his last act, which I hope is years from now, he will drain his powers and have to use more brain than brawn. It's one of the reasons why he's more inclined to use weapons and his costume. They don't drain his powers like the use of his green eyes and the goo that shoots from his hands. You'll notice he has used a minimal amount over the past 3 years because he fully understands he has only one tank of gas. The only way that he can delay the inevitable is to come up with ways not to burn his powers and at the same time try to break his deal with the devil. Todd McFarlane, Spawn Letters Page, Issue 93. Give me a second, guys. I got something on my glasses here. Just 1 second. Oh, that should have done it. Okay. 93, March 2000, The Devil's Banquet. New York. Getting a little cocky, aren't we? Leave me alone. I'm sorry, am I interrupting? Let me guess, you're communing with the shadows, becoming one with the darkness, deciding where and how to mete out your own personal brand of justice, right? Know what I think? I don't care what you think. You're irrelevant. Obsolete. You asked me to let go of you, and I did. I'd think you could extend the same courtesy to me. Yeah, well, maybe this ain't the time to be courteous. There's some bad mojo about to rain down real hard. Things are out of balance. Someone's gonna get seriously hurt. A lot of people are hoping it'll be you. You think I'm scared of them? Heaven? Hell? Any of them? You're mad. Maybe. But then again, I'm not the one standing on a rooftop chatting with obsolete ghosts, am I? Just something to think about. Watch your back, bud. Okay, excuse me. Try that one again. Watch your back, bud. Watch your back, okay, bud? And don't be a stranger. Spawn dives from the rooftop cape, unfurling beneath the moonlight, a blood stain across the sky. People on the street instinctively pull their coats tighter around themselves as an odd chill dances along their spines, the sound of chains rattling like distant thunder. Those who look up might catch the faintest glimpse of a shadowy figure in freefall, but only for a moment before it dissolves into the darkness and disappears. Yet that brief fleeting image will haunt their restless dreams for the remainder of their lives. An ocean away in a country house in Sussex, England.
An absolute scandal. This would never have happened in Maggie's day. It's a shame, but we have to face facts. The days of empire are over. Proud tradition rule Britannia, the tie and crest. Rum, sodomy, and the lash. Now there is a proud tradition. Oh well, sic transit gloria mundi, as the sayers say. So goes the glory of this world. Ahem. Now then, I hope you have enjoyed your meal. Lovely, thanks. Yes, thank you. Cheers. Cheers, yeah. Good. And then there were seven. First off, before we begin, I'd like to congratulate all of you on the remarkable esprit de corps you have demonstrated. After that nasty business with Helena last month, things could have gotten a bit shaky, but you all held it together. Bravo, I say. Things are going very well for our little endeavor. I'm happy to report. The stars are aligning in our favor. With that said, let's get down to it then. Hope you all saved room for dessert. No peeking now. We're men and women of honor. Take one and pass the bowl along. Here you go, love. Thank you, Nigel. Well, before the denouement, let us remember those who have gone before and raise a glass to absent friends. Hear, hear! Hear, hear! The room falls silent save for the excruciating rustle of coarse paper unfolding. One by one, the guests open their sheets. And one by one, each breathes a sigh of relief. All, except one. Well, it looks like our Reginald will be the bunny tonight. Chin up, Reg. There's a good lad. We'll give you a few minutes to gather yourself. Eric, have I shown my new Hockney? My dealer found it at Christie's. An absolute steal. Lead on, Squire. Lead on. Reginald Blankley sits stunned, a thousand thoughts competing for space in his spinning head. He knew this could happen sooner or later. No use crying about it now. Still, somehow he can't help think how bloody unfair it is that the roast beef was so undercooked. After all, it was his last meal. 3 minutes later, out in the grounds surrounding the home, Reginald's adrenal glands kick in, his clumsy body given over to primal fight-or-flight instincts. But his mind is muddled, disconnected, funny. The thoughts that float through the head of a man running for his life. Words from long-forgotten school lessons. Salivation, mastication, digestion, elimination. Pepsin, renin, lipase, diffusion, peristalsis, hydrolysis, cold clinical terms that describe nature at her most simple and savage level. In his mind's eye, Reginald can still remember the science labs of his student days. Rain beating gently against the window, a battalion of frogs in tin dishes, their bellies splayed open, the air thick with the scent of formaldehyde and damp wool. He remembers the teacher, a fidgety old Welshman with yelling hair and gray teeth, Lewis or Llewellyn, something like that, and he remembers these words, "Gentlemen, the annals of survival and conquest on this planet can be neatly reduced to two elegantly Darwinian categories. Who eats? And who is eaten?" "Here, bunny, 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 bunny. Come out, whatever you are." He can hear them stalking him, sniffing through the brush like hounds after a rabbit. The full moon above might as well be a searchlight. Reginald can't believe how hard he's breathing. They must hear him from 100 yards off. His side aches, and it's all he can do to keep from vomiting. "Come on, Reg, old boy, where have you gotten off to?" This isn't how it's supposed to end. He never dreamed it would actually come to this. What a fool. Why did he ever agree to such madness? It's all Helena's fault, isn't it? She was the one who talked him into joining the group. Beautiful, clever Helena. She could talk a snake out of its skin. They had met at university. She knew he had a taste for the dark stuff. Liked a bit of the kink. When she approached him out of the blue years later, how could he resist? His life had grown dull, predictable, pointless. They offered excitement, a new life, power, intrigue, maybe even a little sex. Last month it was Helena who drew the black X. She gave them a good run and never cried for mercy.
tough as nails she was to the very end. But things got sticky. Helena came from money. Old money. Her father was an MP. After she disappeared, inquiries were made. Police came nosing around, and questions were asked. Damn it. Can't get my wind. Reginald could have talked. Could have queered the whole deal. But he was a good soldier, kept his mouth shut good and tight. And look where it's got him. Should have known his luck would run out. Someone's close. Don't move an inch. Don't even breathe. Sheets of sweat sting Reginald's eye. Who is it? Who's there? Bloody Hargraves, arrogant bastard. Probably rigged the draw. Reginald wouldn't put it past him. Fee-fi-fo-fum. Look out, Reggie. Here I come. No more than a couple of yards away. Close enough to smell his vile cologne. Don't make a sound. For God's sake, don't whimper. Sod this, Reg tells himself. I'm off.
Bunny! Bunny! Over here! I've found him!
Screw this for a game of soldiers, then. Reginald Blackney wants to live. They can have their dark schemes and ghoulish parlor games, but they can count him out, make no mistake. He can't believe his eyes. Up ahead, it's like a mirage. His luck must be changing. If he can get over the gate, he can make it back down to the main road, flag down a car, or else hide in the deep woods till the sun comes up. But his frame isn't made for climbing. His shoes slip and his plump fingers can't get a decent grip.
Tsk, tsk, Reg, old son, you weren't going over the wall, were you? Bad form, Reg, bad form.
Piss off, I quit. I want out, I'm out of the game, do you understand?
I'm afraid we can't accept your resignation.
Now come on, Blackney, take it like a man.
You sound like a flouncy schoolgirl.
You bloody bastard! Christ!
Stop. I renounce my oath. I'm removing myself from play. You told me yourself the right won't count if we don't play willingly.
All that? Yes, well, I'm afraid that I lied. More bad luck for you, eh?
No! You're not going to carve me up, do you hear me? You're not going to carve me up! Oh! Get back here, you great fleshy turd! I'm not done with you!
Marcus, what the devil happened?
Christ, are you all right?
Fine, I'm fine.
It seems our Reggie has a little more spirit than we give him credit for. I thought he'd make rather dull sport, but he's giving us a run for it, it seems.
Sure you're not hurt, Marcus.
No, not at all. I'll take a nip of that, though.
Cheers. Don't worry, our fat little friend won't get very far.
Look, he's lost a shoe.
And a good deal of blood.
We'll let him wear himself out and then move in for the finale.
Reginald shimmies up an embankment, heading for the deep underbrush. He can't run anymore. His only hope is to hide best he can and pray he makes it till daybreak. His heart pumps furiously, speeding up the blood loss, head dizzy, mind fading. Something ahead in the shadows. Is it real? Or is he delirious? Reginald can no longer trust his vision. His eyes adjust to the gloom.
Oh, God!
The shadows collect themselves and rise.
It's you!
Urizen! Excuse me, Urizen!
But it's not time. Not yet. Have you come for me?
Explain yourself.
I'm the bunny.
What?
I drew the short lock, you see? So that means I'm it. I'm the bunny. They're going to eat me.
Tell me.
It's all got out of hand. We're a coven. The group, I mean. There were 13 of us at the start. Dabbling in the dark arts, the odd bacchanalia, etc. Old Slayton was the head boy, so to speak. Fancied himself an ace warlock. About 6 months ago, he was reading tea leaves or spilling goat entrails or some such bullets, and he discovered something. Something big, he said. There was a strand missing in the great web. The balance between heaven and hell was all mucked up. Nature abhors a vacuum, right? Something would come to fill the void. Slayton thought he knew what it would be.
He called it Urizen.
Not Urizen, Urizen. After the Blake poems, a great, terrible beast. A kind unseen in this age. He said we could help it along. be its escort, but not all of us. It was Slayton's idea for the lottery. Wasn't too thrilled when he drew the first X, though. He was the first to go, and it just got easier each time. We drew lots every full moon. The plot was whoever drew the marked lot would be the bunny, hunted down by the others like Diana and Ecteon, or the Wild Hunt. And then, well, we would eat them, absorb their soul, their spiritual powers. Bastardization of the Last Supper, wasn't it? Eat of my body, drink of my blood, right? The plan was to go on till only one was left. The last man standing would have feasted on the souls of the other 12. He'd have the power of the whole group together. And he would be the vessel to usher in the reign of Urizen. It was a taunting, a sacred pact, and we all agreed to it. I know it sounds silly, but I didn't think I'd lose. What are you going to do with me? There's not enough evil in this world that you must try to summon even more? I cannot allow this to come to pass. Well, yes, I rather see your point there. Reginald bolts from his hiding place, sped by a new surge of adrenaline. Bugger this, then. While the ancient instinct for survival may make him more swift, it doesn't make his awkward body any more graceful. Ugh! Shadows swim before his eyes, the world shifting in and out of focus. Reginald Blackney looks up at the cloaked figure standing before him. As the last bits of life gurgle from his broken frame, he sees the creature reach out for him. And at last, a desperate cry for mercy dies stillborn in his blood-clotted throat. It didn't take long for the others to find him. The story pretty much told itself. Reginald, panicked and delirious with blood loss, had fallen into the ravine and broken his fat little neck. Hargreaves was right. Reg wouldn't get very far. Their jealousy consume their erstwhile companion. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. They jealously consume their erstwhile companion, accompanied tonight by several bottles of rather fine Cabernet. With each quivering forkful, they are one step closer to their goal of welcoming a new dark god into the world. 7 down, 5 to go. Each privately wonders who will be next. Ah! Chili girl, are you all right? But something is wrong here. What treachery is this? Something vile moves through their bellies, wriggling like earthworms, skittering like beetles. It spreads out through their veins, turning their blood black and slow. The room erupts in explosions of bile, white cells collapse, and internal organs implode upon themselves. Soon, 6 bodies lie twitching in the agony of their death throes. 6 bodies encircling the still, blue corpse of a 7th. Fire leaks from tablecloth to the curtain, from curtain to oak-timbered ceiling. In the end, it is the fire that consumes them all. The curling black smoke stinking of rendered fat and burning hair. The game is ended with no winners. If the dark god is to come, they will not have lived to see it. 94, April 2000, The Children's Hour.
Well, I must say you are a very bright girl, Cyan, and I'm glad we've had this chance to talk. You've just been super today. Thank you. Now we're almost done, but first I have a few more things to ask you, okay? Okay. I was looking at some of your drawings, and I think they're lovely, just lovely. You're really quite the artist, aren't you? I'm going to ask you some questions about some of them. And remember, there are no wrong answers, okay? Let's see now. This is one of my very favorites. Excuse me, let's try that one again. Let's see. Now, this is one of my very favorites. What can you tell me about it, Cyan? It's a tree, and the sun, and some birds, and, grass. That's it. And how does it make you feel? Good. It makes me feel good, too. Very sunny. I almost feel like I'm taking a little vacation. That's the fun thing about imagination, isn't it? Now, this one I really like. Can you tell me about that? It's me and Mommy and Daddy. Yes, it is. Tell me, how do you feel when you look at this? Can you tell me that? I don't know. Okay, that's okay. That's just fine. Like I said, there's no wrong answers. Now let's see. Oh yes, this one. This one's very unusual, very creative. What can you tell me about it? Cyan, what can you tell me about this drawing? Cyan, that's my friend. Your friend? He looks like a very interesting friend. Does he have a name? I don't know. He looks out for me. That's good. It's good to have friends who look out for you. I hope we can be friends. Now I'm going to talk to your mommy for a while. You can wait in the other room. There are some toys you can play with. Okay. There's some blocks and some dolls and a funny clown and... I don't like clowns. Miss Fitzgerald, would you come in, please? She's a beautiful girl, Wanda. You and her father must be so proud. Thank you, we are. Let's talk about these nightmares. You say she's had them in the past, and they've recently started up again? Yes, the past couple of months. Well, considering that she's been through... Excuse me. Considering what she's been through, I can't say that's unusual. I see. Has there been any tension at home lately? A little. I mean, nothing violent or ugly, but sometimes we try not to fight in front of her. Well, children are very sensitive. You'd be surprised what things they pick up on. Oh, God. Relax. Honestly, I don't think you have anything to worry about. Cyan's a super kid. I would like to see her again. Do some follow-up. How's next Friday?
It's one of those nights. The kind of night that makes you believe anything can happen. Something about the rain, the way the lightning comes in bright bolts of clarity, like the whole world is trying to cleanse itself, like some biblical deluge coming to wash away all our sins and iniquities, wipe the slate clean. And then in the morning, when the sun comes out, everything will be fresh and new, and we can all start over again. But it never works out that way, does it?
I don't see the big deal. She looks great to me. Well, Dr. Zabo wants to spend a little more time observing her, just to make sure.
Dr. Zabo? What kind of name is that? Sounds like something from Planet of the Apes.
Are you going to take this seriously?
No, I don't think I am. She's fine. I don't need to pay some shrink $100 an hour to tell me that.
She's not. She's not fine. You're not the one who sits up with her when she wakes up crying.
Stop. You can just stop right there. I'm not having this conversation again.
Look, I just want to make sure our little girl is all right. I'm not going to apologize for that.
And who's going to pay for all this high-priced caring and sharing? You're not working anymore, and my insurance won't cover it. I'm not paying for some woman's summer house just so she can tell me my kid is fine.
Oh, please. Gosh, Terry, we're living so close to poverty. I guess I'll just have to wear my old tiara to the millionaire's ball this year. Give me a break. If you don't want to do this, then just say so. Don't make excuses.
I did say so.
Where are you going?
Out.
Terry, it's pouring outside. Terry! Mwah. Good night, my little angel. Sweet dreams. Is Daddy going to come tuck me in? Daddy's still running some errands. Excuse me. Daddy's still out, running some errands. But I'll make sure he comes in and sits with you while you're sleeping, okay? Okay. Look, it's the Powerpuff Girls. Good night, Cyan. Good night. It's a funny thing about memories. Rumor has it they're supposed to fade with time. But that's not true. That's not true at all. Late at night, like this, when everything's quiet, that's when they come. The if-onlys. If only Al didn't take that last mission. If only he had quit that stupid company. If only Terry hadn't been his best friend. If only he were still alive. If only he didn't leave me. If only...
Hello, darling. You know, you look pretty when you're sleeping, Cyan.
Who are you?
It's just me, baby. Your daddy. I just came in to watch you sleep. Don't be afraid, honey.
You're not my daddy.
I'm not? Are you sure?
Well, isn't that funny?
Huh?
How you been, sweetums? Remember me?
What's the matter, little girl? Are you scared? Where do you think you're going, Cyan? No! What's the matter? You seem lost, all alone in the dark. But you're not alone, are you? You're never really alone. Help! Help me! That's it, Cyan. Keep calling. Please!
Leave her alone.
Help me.
Very good. I knew you would lead me to him. It's good to have friends who look out for you. I hope we can be friends.
They're coming for us.
Yes, they are, Cyan. You can't stop them.
Save me!
He can't even save himself. Not anymore. Just one last question, Cyan. How does it make you feel? And remember, there are no wrong answers.
Ah! No! Stop it, please! They're going to kill him! No! Cyan! Baby, what's wrong? Did you have a bad dream, Cyan? It's okay, baby. It's okay. It's just a dream, honey. They're coming for him. They want to hurt him. The man said he was daddy, but he wasn't. And then there was a hand. It's okay. I'm here. Just try and relax. It's cold in here. Oh, no wonder you're scared. Look at the window. See? It's just a silly old tree branch. The wind must have knocked it through the window. That's all. If only things weren't so complicated.
Dead end. Figures.
Oh, we're going to try this one again.
If only things weren't so complicated. Dead end. Figures. Huh? Ow? Christ, I'm losing it. If only the ghosts would leave us alone.
A night like this, anything can happen. Time could stand still. The laws of nature could suspend themselves. Who knows what secrets are out there, slipping between the shadows, hidden between the endless armies of raindrops. Things which we hold so close in our memories, things that lie beyond our wildest dreams, coming like a thief in the night, like a forgotten lover. A night like this, everything could change in an instant, at a single flash of lightning. Something that moves in the fertile darkness. Something impossible. And moves silently, gliding on your breath, sliding under your skin, opening forbidden doors, and then it's over. The circle is closed, and the fate is sealed. Maybe you wouldn't even notice at first. It might be weeks before you realize that everything's changed forever.
There must be some mistake. That's impossible. And do you know what the Tickle Bunny likes best of all?
Guess!
Because it's impossible. We haven't. You must have made a mistake. Mix up the files or something. You're 100% certain? But I don't understand. Terry, we need to talk.
I'm busy, Wanda.
Terry, now. What is it? You complain I don't spend enough time with her, and when I do...
Well... What is it? What's so damn important? I'm waiting.
I'm pregnant.
May 2000. Cracks in the foundation. This is the last one tonight, guys.
Pennsylvania, what are you doing? Turn that down. Why, I like this song. Live with it.
Not in my car.
What, that's like a rule now? Anyway, it ain't your car.
Well, I'm driving, and I say change it.
What's the big deal? I thought you'd like Skynyrd.
It's not Skynyrd, you ignorant turd. It's a goddamn Marshall Tucker band.
Whatever, like there's a difference.
What?
Nothing.
What'd you just say? You want me to turn this car around?
Forget it. I didn't realize you were so sensitive.
Holy mother of... What the hell? Jesus, what the hell was that thing?
Don't know.
Ah, can't see. Left, not so hard. My head is killing me. Quit bitching and get up. We got work to do. I tell you, a couple of real winners we got stuck with this time. Yep, man, it's been a while. Still feels kind of weird, don't it? I suppose. What's that smell? Gasoline. Right, gasoline. I remember now. No, you don't. It wasn't around last time. Okay, let's get moving. Got a long hike ahead of us. Queens, New York. So, what are you telling me? This is some kind of immaculate conception? Is that it? Some kind of spontaneous miracle? Well, that's great. Hey, we should call the Pope. Call Cardinal Mahoney. Listen, I'll go and start packing our bags and you book a flight to Bethlehem. Stop it, Terry. No, it'll be great. We'll clean up on gifts from wise men. This is very comforting, see? For a bit there, I was worried. I mean, my wife, who's barely let me touch her in months, suddenly tells me she's pregnant, and, well, hey, I start jumping to conclusions. But now that I know a theological explanation can't be ruled out, boy, I feel much better. Stop it. This isn't funny. No, it sure isn't. Look, I'm only going to say this once. I don't know exactly what's going on. But don't you dare accuse me of what I think you're accusing me of. Whatever. Oh, God, I don't know. There must be some kind of mistake. Terry, talk to me. This isn't how it's supposed to be for us. It's okay, honey pie. Everything's fine. I hate it when they yell. I know you do, Cyan. I know you do. But let me tell you something. Life's full of good parts and bad parts, and parts you don't even know what they are. But it's all part of God's plan. You have to have faith that everything will work out for the best. I believe that. I honestly do. This place sucks. Look at them. Disgusting. Human race sure hasn't evolved much since last time. If anything, they've gotten uglier. Yeah, fatter too. They're just asking to be wiped out of creation, aren't they? Goddamn right they are. Yeah, at least the food smells better. Not as rotten, and there's no plague. Jeez, remember the plague? Bodies piled up in the street, 10 deep? That was a mess. I kinda like the plague. You would. Wait a minute. You didn't see LaFours out there, did you? Huh? LaFours? What are you babbling about? Good, for a minute there I thought we were in trouble. What? Why are you talking like that? I don't know. I think maybe my guy watched a lot of movies. That's great. Sorry, I'm still kinda dizzy. Bring me up to speed. What's the job this time? The big one. End of the goddamn world. Rest in peace. Easier said than done, isn't it? At ease, soldier. So you want to tell me what's on your mind? No? I understand. You're still half convinced you're imagining me. Who knows? Maybe you're right. You've been pretty shaken up lately. Let's face it, you're losing touch with things, aren't you? That's okay. You don't have to answer. I know how it is. Remember humping through a jungle in Southeast Asia so thick that all... Remember humping through a jungle in Southeast Asia so thick that even in your dreams all you could see was green? When you're so deep in slop and you can't trust the people who sent you there and you sure as hell can't trust the ones hiding on the other side of those trees. The world gets turned upside down and you can't work out who the good guys are anymore. Hell, maybe there never were any good guys. I'm not gonna lie to you, soldier. Things are gonna get very hot, very fast, and there's not a lot you can do about it. Except maybe keep your head down and do your best to survive. Makes for a lonely world, doesn't it? So it's big then. Oh yeah. Real big? The biggest. I guess we should feel honored, huh? Feel however you want. Let's just not screw this up, okay? No one knows we're here. If anyone finds out, it'll come down real bad. So we're like covert, right? Exactly. And we're the first ones on the job? Some English twat tried raising him a few months back, but the spawn iced him. He's been a busy boy lately, hadn't he? Yep. A real show-off, as I recall. The boss doesn't care for show-offs. Got that right, which is why we have to lay low. Okay, I count 10. We're gonna need a few more, right?
So we wait. Where else do we have to go? Oops. Looks like we've got company. Let me do the talking. All right, you two. You've been here all day taking up valuable booth space. What's your story? I know I ain't that pretty.
Well, gosh, ma'am, I wouldn't say that. Has anyone ever told you? I am Zabraxas, and he is called Abaddon. We are here to usher in the apocalypse, and we would appreciate if we weren't disturbed. Thank you. Hey, do you remember that word covert we talked about? Smartasses. Hey, boys. Hey, Irene. That's it. That makes 13. We got ourselves a ball game, Zab. All right, then. Let's get into character. Everybody, hands in the air. Anyone screws with me, and I'll execute every last one of you. Middle of the floor. Hands and knees. Now. And let's not do anything stupid. Hey, what'd I just say? Get down now. Move it. Now's your chance to make peace with your maker before you discover just how little he cares about you. 9, 10, 11, 12. Ab, there's only 12. What? 12, there's only 12. Sir, please, I got a wife and kids. Shut up! I don't get it. Someone must have left while we weren't watching. Hey, did I leave my wallet on the counter? Keep it. Listen, friend, it's cool. It's all good. No one needs to get hurt, okay? Hurt? Let me tell you something, Fred. I don't give a rat's ass about your wallet. This is way worse than you can imagine. Hey, you know what just occurred to me? That we should have marched him up here and then shot him?
Yep. Yeah, well, live and learn.
Now ain't that a sight? Damn, this feels good. I know, my hands are shaking. Can't believe we're really doing this. So you want to do the honors? Nah, that's okay. You do it. Come on, I insist.
Ooh, thing of beauty, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm getting all choked up inside. Something's happening. It has started. This is it, soldier. There's no turning back now. Don't let the bastards mess with your head. Remember, there's only one person you answer to, and that's you. Good luck, soldier. Make us proud. One way or another, I'll see you on the other side. So what now? Now, we get the hell out of Dodge, brother. Don't want to be around when it all hits the fan. Yeah, me? I'm thinking maybe Bolivia. Stop it. I'm begging you. I got vision and the rest of the world's wearing bifocals. I said, knock it off. Don't make me come down there. God. To be continued.
All right, guys, we got a hell of an issue next time. Issue 96, Rules of Engagement. Did Armageddon just start? I don't know, but we're going to find out next time on Grimm's Comics Corner when we'll be back with some more Spawn. I was going to do some Lady Mechanica, but it's gotten a little late, so we'll probably push the lady off until maybe Sunday. Yeah, it'll be up at some point. All right, guys, I'm out. See you next time.